Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, nice to have you along. It's the club, and we have a special guest, very special guest, in studio tonight, who is in town to be funny.
Yeah, funny man.
He is a funny man who says funny S. We've had him on the show before. I don't know. I'm sure you don't remember. You do a lot of shows. Craig Gass is here. He'll be at the, I believe, the Bossa Nova Ballroom.
Yes.
Saturday night.
Is Whenever he I hear Bossa Nova, I think of the old George Seifert commercial. Blame it on the Bossa Nova, the dance of love. I don't remember what that was for, but George Seifert in his transition lenses sang the Bossa Nova song on an ad, and I don't know why, but that sticks in my head forever.
That's amazing. I don't even know what the reference is. I don't even remember it.
I don't know why. It was just a random commercial, and I find George, for anyone wearing transition lenses, I find funny. And the idea of George Seifert, old 49ers coach, singing like Mel Torme Bossa Nova songs. Whoever came up with that idea, brilliant.
So you live in Vegas?
I live in Las Vegas.
But you grew up in Seattle? Or spend time in Seattle? There's a whole thing about the Seahawks and the Mariners with
you.
Yeah,
I'm from New York originally. I grew up 10 miles from Yankee Stadium.
Got it.
And the Yankees were my birthright. But Yankee fans are such horrifying people. That I remember going to a game when I was 8 years old, and I looked at my mom and I said, "This stadium is loaded with a-holes." I was eight when I said that to her. And I made a really grown-up decision. I just said, you know what? If my team winning means that all these a-holes are going to be happy, then I'm out. I can't be a part of this. And more people need to do that today, by the way, when things start getting out of control.
That's fair.
But moved to Seattle to start doing stand-up. In the 90s, and when I got there, three of my Yankees were there. Lou Piniello was the head coach, and Willie Randolph was a base coach, and Goose Gossage was in his last year as a relief pitcher, and I just thought, oh, this is my team, and I became a Mariners fan, and then I went to a Seahawks game, and the Seahawks sucked so bad that they were just giving away tickets outside the Kingdom. And I would tell friends, like, dude, they're just giving away. Like, you can get in. I mean, you can maybe spend $5, but people will just give it away for, like, a King beer. You know? And so I became a Seahawks fan and a Mariners fan, and I book all my shows now around the world around Seahawks and Mariners road games, which is a big reason why I'm not famous. But many things are happening this year.
Are the Mariners playing? Are they having some sort of event at the Bossa Nova room?
No, this was just a long overdue trip just to get back to Portland to check in. And my plan was to go to a Blazers game, and I was too exhausted when I got in on Sunday to watch them play.
You missed nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go to those. You know.
Plus, I was watching the playoff games and the NFL playoff games, and I was like, But yeah, I'm a massive sports fan. I mean, dude, like my biggest story is a freaking out has always been with professional athletes. Like, you guys are used to talking to the biggest names in sports, so you don't get fazed by anyone, right? You guys?
Once in a while. I remember we had Arnold Palmer once, and that jammed me up a little bit. Arnold Palmer got in my kitchen. I was very nervous.
But if you see someone outside your world, that makes you nervous, right? Somebody famous.
100%. Okay.
Well, comedians can make me a little nervous because they're...
It's a different breed.
You guys are just smart and, like, on another level, and it's, like, intimidating to try to keep up. Whereas with sports people, I honestly don't... This is going to sound terrible.
I
don't think much of them. Like, it's you're good at dunking a basketball. I don't care. Probably an idiot.
Plus, I think it's a really like, I've been working in radio for as long as I've been doing stand-up, and I really believe that this format is the hardest format to get content from, because all athletes are just trained to just give you...
They're the worst.
Yeah, they want...
We don't even interview... I mean, we've been around a lot of them. Yeah. We've covered games like you know, you go to the Super Bowl and things like this. We don't... When's the last time we had an athlete on our show?
Well, I mean, that reason... Outside of saying that you have an athlete on, most of the time, it's horrid.
I go to the Super Bowl every year, and I interview the players, and I'm always trying to just get something funny from them. And it's always a different angle. Last year, I brought Bert Kreischer and Carrot Top, and we interviewed the Chiefs and the...
How'd that go with Carrot Top and some NFL guys?
Carrot Top was... You know what was great about Carrot Top is there was guys who were too young to know who Carrot Top was, and Carrot Top... And you can see the video online. He was talking to one of the guys from the 49ers, and he said... yeah, man. He goes, do you know who I am? And the guy goes, tell me. And he goes, dude, I'm singing the national anthem. And he goes, are you serious? He thought he was Reba McEntire. And I was like, oh, come on, dude. But that's my favorite thing, is like them being a little clueless. One of the best things, one of the best gifts in comedy was Super Bowl 50. It was the Broncos and the Panthers. And the halftime show was Coldplay. And I loved going up to all the players on both teams and going, oh, man, Coldplay, halftime show. What's your favorite Coldplay song? And every single one of them going, oh, man, I love all of them.
I celebrate the whole catalog.
I can't pick just one.
No one wants to admit that they don't know who Coldplay is.
And again, you can see the video on YouTube. There was a guy from the Broncos who just went, oh, you know what? I'm half white, so I actually know the answer to this. And I was like, oh. And that's what you hope for. You hope you're going to get funny stuff, like when you talk to these players, like because even at the Super Bowl, there are people that are just asking, what are your feelings about Sunday? What are you going to get out of that?
Yeah, like they like your interviews better than they like.
Well,
sports interviews.
I've learned over the years how to approach them, because there was a couple years where I'd go, hey, man, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a comedian. And the first thing they would always say is, uh-oh. And I'd go, no, I'm not. Yeah. Dude, make fun of me. Look at me. Look at this. Like, you can make fun of this. Like, yeah, I'm not going to make fun of you. I want you to be funny. And so I started setting up just bulletproof approaches. Like, there was one Super Bowl in Houston. It was the Rams and the Patriots. And my theme was... It was just after COVID, so I put on weight. I got fat, and I wanted to ask all the players, like, and this is true, my birthday is 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, so asking all the players, like, hey, it's my birthday in 2 weeks, how do I look like you in 2 weeks? And there was a guy from the Rams who, I didn't even finish the question before he went, pray to Jesus, and I went, oh my God. But, and you know what, in that video, you can see Rob Gronkowski.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I said, Rob, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. It's my birthday in 2 weeks. How do I look like you in 2 weeks? And Rob went, and he looked me up and down and went, oh my God, how much time do you have? And I said, 2 weeks. And he went, oh wow, okay.
Taking it seriously.
Okay, first of all.
He's trying to help you.
He goes, 1,000 burpees a day. And I said, what? And he goes, yeah, for sure. 1,000 burpees a day. And I go, do you think I could ever look like you, let alone 2 weeks from
he
now?
He probably does think that. But you know, I would think, because he's dumb, is what I'm getting at. But I would think that it would, if you're doing a bit like that, that would be really hard to make athletes funny, because most of them aren't.
Right.
Right. So I would think that most of those bits are better because you can be funny off of them.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like that's the easy part. I think it would be harder to go in and actually try to tee them up and make them funny.
Well, sometimes I just try to think of ways I can play into their wheelhouse that will elicit a great response. Like, I do the same thing at Seahawks training camp every year. I'm a huge Seahawks fan, and they let me come in and just have fun with the players every year. And, like, one year I just said, you're a professional football player. You're intimidating. I'm a comedian. Like, look, I'm not intimidating. Can you just... I want you to just look in the camera and do an intimidating look, and then I'll try to copy it, and you just give me notes and tell me what I look like. And that was bulletproof. Just guys just getting stone cold looking in the camera.
There you go.
And then me trying to, and then them saying, like, do you have to go to the bathroom? I'm like, no, I'm doing the thing you taught me. Like,
who was the, if you ever encountered an athlete that just, lack of a better word, just didn't get it. Just, it's just a, I don't know if ass is the right word, but just no personality, stone cold, not funny, just doesn't understand that you're trying to do, and you're like, oh my God.
Yes, I had just scored a huge hit with Peyton Manning at Super Bowl 50. Peyton Manning, and this got like 3 million views within 24 hours.
Because Manning's a great person.
Oh my God, Manning knew what I was doing right from the get-go. Yeah. I said, Peyton, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I want to pitch a game show idea that I have for you called Peyton Manning Trivia, where it is impossible for you to get any question wrong. And he went, impossible? And I said, for you, it'll be impossible. We're going to do a speed round right now. What is the largest city in the state of Nebraska? And he went, Omaha. Where is the College World Series played at every year? Omaha. Where is Warren Buffett from? Omaha. And every question. Yeah. And then I went through and I fact-checked and I said, Omaha! 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 You are correct, sir. You win again. And then he laughed. And then the Panthers come out and I'm like, oh man, wait till Cam Newton gets a hold of me, man. Cam Newton's going to love me because Peyton. And man, Newton, I don't know if you know this. Cam Newton... interesting fact about him is he named his son. He has a funny name for his son. Do you know what the name is by chance?
We've talked about this.
I do.
Yeah.
What is the name?
Chosen.
Because Cam Jr. would be too much pressure.
Yes.
That's Chosen. What he said.
Is that what he said? So his kid's name is Chosen. And I said, Cam, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. I love that you gave your son such a cool name of Chosen. But do you ever worry about the other kids that he goes to school with and them being insecure that they weren't chosen? And he gave me a dead serious answer, and I went, Okay, but were you trying to one up anybody who named their kid Jesus and he just went next? And he just
he's not having it.
And the thing about that is, like, I'm scared to even release that moment because the NFL is so tight that they might think that I was trying to. It makes me look like a dick, and I'm not trying to be a dick. You know, someone made me look like a dick with Mahomes this year because he. I asked a year ago. Because we haven't even gotten into why I'm funny, but I do voices. Family Guy, yeah. American Dad, Howard Stern Show now. And I've always been known for doing impressions. And so I asked Mahomes last year, hey, man, does anybody do a good impression of you? And what's the key to doing an impression of you? And Mahomes said, I sound like Kermit the Frog. And I go, really? And I go, and then he wasn't really funny, so we didn't use that. But this year in Vegas, I said, Patrick, last year when I talked to you, you said that you think you sound like Kermit the Frog. And he goes, yeah, I do. I go, do a Kermit and the Frog impression. And he said, right now I'm doing it. This is it. My voice. This is it. I'm doing it. And somebody edited my build up to that. And there's a clip of me just saying, do Kermit the Frog. And all the comments are like, oh, see, the media is jerks.
Yeah.
And screw them. But it was Patrick Mahomes who told me that a year earlier.
There might be some skin there.
There he is. This is Craig Gass. Now, Bossa Nova Center.
Bossa Nova Ballroom.
Ballroom, yeah. Saturday night.
I'm a comedian who does impressions.
We're going to get to that next.
Okay, we'll get to that next. I got a crazy story for you of how I got to do impressions.
Yeah.
It's insane. You won't believe it, but I swear it's 100% true.
And I want your top 3 or 4 impressions.
Okay.
And I would like to ask you about, you said you're back on the Howard Stern Show now.
I'm back on the Howard Stern Show, and I also would like to tell you about how everyone I do an impression of has tried to meet me, and it always leads to awkward moments. I had dinner with Christopher Walken, and he hated me.
No way.
Hated me.
Oh, fantastic. That's next.
That's heartbreaking.
Stay right there. It's Club 1080 on The Fan.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.